repellent.
When I was installing your weather thing, I checked out the salvia. It is just everywhere. It filled up that square perfectly, and it looks beautiful, and it even smells nice, too.
I mean, fantastic flowers, great value, and expert consulting on how to help nurture and make them thrive. Make sure you're planting them in a location where the sun and cloud mix is good. Some plants thrive in nonstop sun. Some will just die. And everything I've bought from them has just been an incredible, and plus the value. Cash Check Business, open Tuesday through Saturday. Just take Highway 110 to Fitzpatrick. Mile marker 22, just past that, Macon East Academy. You'll see them on your left. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Let's see, 8:30 to 5. Tuesday through Saturday.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
We're talking with David Gray at Gray's Tire and Auto. And David, your team goes above and beyond when it comes to auto repair.
We take pictures of the repair before and after, so you actually see what we're doing.
And how about that warranty and free roadside service with all repairs?
Any repair that we do, we have a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Not only that, if you spend $25 at any store, you get free roadside assistance for up to a year, twice.
Visit GraysTireCenter.com.
Back to work at that J-O-B, the one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The only vice presidential debate is just a few hours away as Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris meet in Salt Lake City, Utah.
One issue we know will be front and center as they're separated by plexiglass and seated 12 feet apart is the coronavirus, the administration's handling of it, and the president's own diagnosis. Now, yesterday, we spoke with the Trump 2020 communications director, Tim Murtaugh, who says Vice President Pence will look to draw Harris out on her record and will vigorously defend the president's response to the pandemic.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the nation's leading experts on infectious diseases, says the country needs to get politics out of the pandemic.
When you make things like public health measures an oppositional position, you know, you've essentially lost the game.
Dr. Fauci says the U.S. could see 400,000 deaths from coronavirus if people don't wear masks and social distance. America is listening to Fox News.
I was against the mask, and then I was for the mask.
In spite of the fact that there are well over a billion active Facebook accounts, it seems like tons of people are asking whether or not they should give up Facebook.
Here come on Facebook, they keep screwing it slowly. They got algorithms with some mind controllers gonna tear down democracy. Freedom's just a joke, it's a social disease.
It's made our politics kind of unreal and strange, where we're not sure if elections are real anymore.
Just read the headlines, you can feel the downfall. We all point the finger, everyone's a troller. The left hates you and the right hates me. One thing is for sure.
It's against the world, man. But even with all the censoring, how can they talk about democracy when they knock and work their algorithms to keep so much? Hey, Fox is on it. DNI Ratcliffe sends nearly 1,000 documents to U.S. Attorney Durham's criminal probe of Trump-Russia hoax. They need to be perp-walked.
I uninstalled Facebook.
You did?
Yep. I got to go through the browser to get it. So it takes more trouble, and I just don't do it.
Oh.
It's a lot easier, man.
James is wastingly paid. He's probably here to brag on the Braves beating the Marlins.
I was glad to hear that they did. There's a commercial that they play for Doug Jones.
Yes.
And the people in it are, I think they are using the same people that you have a commercial on for. It's a pharmaceutical company called Butt Drugs.
Yes, and I'm about to play that.
Yes,
because
so I'm thinking that's the same crew. So if you could play that, and maybe we could decide, you know, and
James, you're out with Psychic today, man. And I've got it scheduled. We're going to introduce Jacqueline Tomlinson with it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Don't take that the way it sounds. It's got nothing. One is.
Yes, it sounds like the exact same people. Every time I hear it, I think it's them, and so. You know, I keep waiting for them to say Butt Drugs, but they say Doug Jones, you know. So I appreciate it, Greg.
Sure, James. Go Braves.
Yes, sir. Great. And good luck for the Yankees, too.
Yeah, they need to win tonight. The Yankees, they just... you can't trust them, man. They come out gangbusters game one, then they lose. To the frickin' Devil Dogs. I mean, a team that's got a payroll about one-fourth of the mighty Yankees. So cut the crap, kick their ass, get it over with.
It's spirit.
Here's a funny story. This is hilarious. The Trump campaign invited Tupac Shakur to the vice presidential debate as a jab at Kamala, who apparently forgot that Tupac was murdered.
Oh, and she was the one talking about Biggie a minute ago.
Oh, yeah. No. She'd be an expert.
Yeah.
She knows all of this stuff. Trump back in the Oval Office. Market through the roof today. I'll tell you what, the people that are betting money on America's future do not seem like they're expecting a Trump loss.
No.
So we should be hearing from Jacqueline in a bit. We've got traffic to catch up on. Seth Spotlow in the house, so I can get sick between. I'm not going.
You look good, man. Good color.
Swell. Thank you, Dr. Spotlow. I will. And we are going to Baumhauer's. Want to go there and pick up some food and say hi to the gang, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And I should I bring my paperwork that I'm COVID free?
No, your word is good enough.
I could safety pin it to my shirt.
You don't have to.
It's kind of a nice.
Look, I don't have COVID. Give
Everybody
me a hug.
Knows you would not come out if you had it. You are not irresponsible.
Uh huh.
There are people that might argue that point with you.
Well, you would never do that.
They're all in the past. They're all in
Greg,
the past.
Greg, I have faith in you. You would never do anything like that.
God. Rosie is like the spoken word, the law.
Man, and she's so right.
Let's see how the roads are doing. We just got an update from Skipper. 509.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got an accident. If you are traveling on East South Boulevard headed towards I-65, just as you pass South Court Street, should be right in front of you right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We've also got another accident on Vaughn Road. This is going to be just down from Vaughn Road Elementary as you head towards the Eastern Boulevard at Fairlane Drive near Success Unlimited Academy. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they respond there. Elsewhere around the city, we've got light to moderate traffic everywhere. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic. And a new accident in now on the East South Boulevard at Woodley Road. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. It's also a minor accident. Little accidents popping up everywhere this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. At the Front Porch Grill, they've catered everything from weddings to corporate events and holiday parties. Call Marty at Front Porch Grill in Millbrook. Catering done right. 334-285-7888 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Thursday Night Football returns to Fox. Brady and the Bucs look like the real thing.
Caught for the touchdown.
In the first matchup against Foles since Super Bowl 52.
He makes it look easy.
Brady and the Bucs. Foles and the Bears. Thursday at 7:30 Eastern on Fox NFL Network and streaming on Prime Video.
Thursday on Fox 20.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Several cities in our area will be getting new mayors after last night's runoff elections. In Selma, James Perkins Jr. won. In Alexander City, Woody Baird won. Jimmy Frank Goodman won in Tateville. Mayor Tony Haygood was reelected in Tuskegee. Montgomery police have made two arrests in a murder that happened last month. Authorities have charged 28-year-old Edridge Benson Jr. of Laverne and 21-year-old Jodarius Tolliver of Montgomery in the shooting death of 30-year-old Lamar Merritt, which happened in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway on September 27th. Both men are in custody. Alabama Wounded Blue and the Montgomery County DA's office announced that the Vanathon fundraiser for former Montgomery police officer Carlos Taylor and his family has been a success. This morning, they presented the van to the Taylors at Stivers Ford. Taylor was injured in an accident while on duty in 2017. He suffered a traumatic brain injury, which left him unable to walk or communicate verbally. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We continue to closely monitor the future track of Hurricane Delta, which will make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast, perhaps Friday afternoon or early evening. We'll be on the active east side of it. For tonight, partly cloudy, routine, overnight low 66. Tomorrow, there could be a few pop-up showers in the afternoon and evening hours. I think the chances are relatively small. Rain chances pick up, beginning especially Friday afternoon, and then showers and squalls become likely Friday night and to Saturday. It'll be windy as well. I think the rain chances will start to taper off Saturday night and just maybe a few leftover showers Sunday. Obviously, all of this could change if the track of Delta changes. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a cry across the heartland, a yearning for the days gone by. And in little old Cordon, Indiana, they're happy and they'll tell you why. They got but drugs, they love but drugs. But drugs, but drugs.
But drugs.
I recommend but drugs for everybody.
I can always count on but drugs.
When I think drugs, I think butt drugs.
For all my health needs, I turn to butt drugs.
You want hometown service, cheap hot coffee,
and liquor. Now that's the ticket.
You can tell Walmart, CVS, CVS and Walgreens. Exactly where to stick it. Butt drugs.
We love butt drugs.
Butt drugs. Butt drugs won't let you down.
Butt drugs.
Free parking in the rear.
Where else would you park? Butt drugs. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a baby update, starring Jacqueline Tomlinson of Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm so glad you're feeling better.
I don't have the Rona.
Thank God. I would have had your rear end had you had the Rona. Let me just tell you.
Oh, dude, she was all over me.
Wait a minute.
Well, when you weren't here, she was like...
I was panicked for a minute, and I was like, oh, my God, is Greg okay? Nobody's telling me if Greg's okay. Is Greg okay?
Yeah,
and
then she was messing...
Corona?
Oh, man. Woof.
Hey, they put a memo out with the test result. Thank God they don't do that with social diseases, huh?
I'm just saying, I was very concerned, and then nobody was texting me back, and I was like... Oh, my God. Anyways, I'm glad you're okay.
Me too.
It's not the Rona.
He's fine.
Hey,
you sound
just...
much better. You look better. I'm sure you look good.
Yeah, he looks great.
I just learned that one of our great sponsors, a place I absolutely love, and we had a magnificent call around 3:22 this afternoon about Adam's Drugs. They have a thing called butt paste. it's for...
Hello.
Hello? Is,
yeah.
Should I know about this already?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, no, probably not.
I do.
I don't mean to sound racist because you're not racist. What am I talking about? God, I'm ready for the debate. I'm ready for the debate already. I don't mean to sound, you know, gender insensitive here.
Yes.
Because of, you know, what I do for a living, I represent men, and men change diapers, too. So, like,
yes,
don't
we
take
do.
This out of context.
Yes, we did.
Did, yeah.
But
I did.
When I posted that... I'll say any parent, how about that? I was going to say any mother, but any parent in the River Region that has had a baby knows, I was telling Rosie, that Adam's butt paste is the go-to. You cut the crap with the Desitin and everything else. Adam's Drugs butt paste is by far worth every penny.
I got
two jars of it.
No matter how much you rub it in, it never goes away.
No. It's like old school sunscreen, you know, when you put it on your nose and it's like white. You put that butt paste on your kid's bum, not only is that diaper rash going away within hours, but like your kid's gonna wake up the next morning and there's still gonna be butt cream like on its butt. And that's how you know it's working.
I wonder if it has other uses.
Yes.
Well, I'm not gonna find out because I just put it on my kid's bum, but it worked. And anybody who needs diaper cream needs to go buy a jar right now. I think it's like $13 a jar. Worth every penny.
Yes, it is. And it lasts forever.
Lasts forever. I keep one at home and one in a diaper bag.
I should have one for travel, too, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it works for other issues. Like, if, you know, if my Democratic friends want to go buy a jar of it for tonight's debate just to be on the safe side. Like,
no,
I don't know.
That might not be a bad idea.
I think Adam's Drugs closes at 6. I know they'll deliver. It's short notice, but you never know.
Hey, there's one right up the street.
Hey, they can deliver you some butt paste.
I'm just saying, like, you guys might want to
get some.
Tonight's debate is going to be legit.
Yeah. I'm very confident in Mike Pence. He's somebody
on
I've been
fire.
Familiar with for...
On fire.
For almost 11 years now. I'm no newcomer to the Pence party. I called him presidential timber. Long before many others even knew who he was.
Yeah, he's going to be legit. So, but yes, get the Adam's butt paste and watch the debate. Those are my favorite.
Gosh,
you guys, I'm serious.
I don't know when I've ever felt more comfortable watching a debate.
I mean,
reach over, honey.
It's
have
legit.
Some more butt paste.
And I'll even go so far to say this. Any parents out there that are listening that have children that have chronic booty issues, Adams has a prescription drug paste, like, for the butt. Like, you have to get it from your pediatrician. It's prescription. I swear it's a cure-all for, like, the bum. Like, it's amazing. So,
You know what you're really good at? Normalizing things.
Being honest.
Weird.
No, yeah, exactly. Normalizing and being comfortable and conversing about things that just don't really
like
come
your
up.
Butt. Like, listen, babies get butt rash. Like, okay, Greg. Greg, let me be honest with you about something, okay? The things that have to come out of my mouth in a court of law, yes, on the record, because of my clients, mm-hmm, and or opposing parties, there is no holding back. I cannot tell you how many times on the record I have probably said, throwing my arms up in the air, babies get diaper rash, get over it. Like, I know, it's like a thing.
Wow.
So, here, I'll give a free piece of legal advice.
Sure.
If you're going through a child custody issue, yes, okay, and you think that making a big deal out of your kid's diaper rash, right, is going to win your case for you, you got to have more than that, because guess what? Babies get diaper rash. You need to treat it with Adam's butt paste, but babies get diaper rash. Like,
you know, this is a, I can see a commercial in the making.
Hey, we just had an adult call in and said it works for hemorrhoids, too.
Does it?
Boom. Yes. Works for adults.
Run down to Carmichael and Perry Hill and see if it comes in 55-gallon drums.
They have a huge size. It's this one of the ladies who commented on her post said, yeah, we get the huge size.
They'll do like custom. Okay, so here's the thing about Adam's butt paste. Like, they make it in-house. Mm-hmm. So if,
really?
You wanted them to make, they make it there. If you, I'm sure if you said, like, hey, can I get a double batch or a triple batch, they would accommodate you.
A 5-gallon bucket full of butt paste.
You trust.
But I had no idea that it worked for, like, hemorrhoids and other things.
Then you can just sit
I need
in
to get
it.
Some for the office and give it to some of my clients.
Would you trust a butt paste if it said made in China?
Whoa! I'm not sticking my tushy there.
I probably, you know, unbeknownst to me, probably trust a lot of things that come from China that I probably shouldn't. But I'm going to trust Adam's drugs a whole hell of a lot more than I am about Chinese butt paste.
Absolutely. That is really cool.
Yeah, good to know. I'm glad to know that. Well, you know, so I said this before. I'm really big about small business. I'm really big about locally owned places. During the corona, we really tried to do takeout from mom and pop places, locally owned. Because listen, Mickey D's ain't hurting. Burger King ain't hurting. You know who's hurting? The little mom and pop restaurants that, yes, like, are living paycheck to paycheck. So, same thing with Adam's, you know? Like, I don't just use it because they're local. I use it because it works. It just happens to be local, which is great. So, I'll pay a little bit more because it's local and because I know it's a quality product. Yeah. And it's actually, like, maybe a dollar more than, like, Desitin or, like, Boudreaux's butt paste. Like, come on, people. Spend the extra dollar.
I am back on. They also have a house brand of Pedialyte.
No,
do they?
Well, yeah, I'm taking. I'm going to be using that for a little while, because whatever I had gave me a fever for a little over a day.
Did you need a little bit more cowbell? That was the cure.
Yeah, it's good. I got some today and I feel pretty good.
I always drink a bunch of Propel, man. It's got electrolytes and stuff like that in it.
I want Adam's Drugs house brand of Pedialyte, mister.
And someone just called in and said, a gentleman called in and he said, if you've been out in the woods all day, or he said you got that swimming, you know.
You get chapped.
You get chapped.
If you got a little chafing action going on, it's
said it works great.
Woo. No, like, we all live in Alabama in the summer. Like, and let's not swing. Act like so, chasing doesn't happen.
Everybody, yeah, get some Adam's Drugs butt paste. It will cure your ills.
that's like real. He's real honest about,
yeah,
it. Like, you put the Adam's butt paste on. It's one of those things where you can tell after you put it on a couple of hours, it's still working because it's not all like washed away or wiped away. Like, there was many times, like, I had to take a wet wipe to my kid's butt to, like, get the butt paste off. Because you're like, come on now. Like,
when you get it on your finger, it stays on your finger.
Oh, yeah. No, you gotta wash your hands with, like, the coal miner soap to get it off. I mean, it's, like, on there.
But so that's good, because then
what do you use for an applicator?
Your finger.
Your finger.
Your finger.
You stick some,
like,
fingers in there,
it up there
and smear it. And then... Yeah, in the little tub.
Yeah.
Like, just, come on, like, we're all adults here. You just get it in there. Oh, and you gotta, like,
what's
get
the
it
part
there
that doesn't come off?
It stays on your finger. It stays on, like, when you stick your fingers and you start rubbing it in. I mean, there's a cream, a color, and it's on your fingers, too. And yeah, to get it off, it's...
It's like a real heavy sunscreen consistency. Like, yeah, that's how you know it's legit. It's not watery. It's not lotion-like.
Like, Desitin, yeah, is like a clear cream, right? Or it's not that. It's... It, it's not that
sturdy. It's not lotion-y. It's not like a moisturizer. You can tell that it's like, it's not an ointment. It's a straight-up cream that you know is going to work and be effective.
Right. And everybody swears by it.
You got to get the, you know what, like, you got to get it. It just it is what it is. Just keep it around. You never know. Like, you never know when you're going to need it. So speaking of, I have a baby update, by the way.
Hang on a second. I just wanted to share with all of you a comment.
Uh-oh.
from our friend Keith, who, and I'm quoting directly here, there is great radio, and then there's butt paste. Good radio. Thank you,
Keith. I'm an open book, man. If you want to know, I'm going to tell you.
Hey, and if you have a great product, you want to share it with people.
Especially if they've got kids.
That's why I love it when our listeners call. Hey, I went to Jack Ingram, bought a car. It was fantastic. I'm happy. I love what I drive.
People love butt paste. It works.
Do you have to?
I'm just saying.
Are you? What have you got next on your agenda? Can you hang on for a few minutes?
Yeah, I can hang on.
Our guest is Jacqueline Tomlinson of Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law. And when we
you may not want to tell people.
819. Yeah, this is what you want when you have an attorney. Honesty, directness. Somebody who knows where to put the butt paste.
We're going to stick it to them.
819-4810.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And we'll be right back.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
An important message from Medicare.
You know how Medicare plans can change from year to year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this coming year, premiums are at historic lows.
Really?
Yeah, and hundreds of plans will have insulin for just $35 a month.
That will save some money. Can't wait to look at my plan choices for 2021.
Open enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th.
Comparing plans really pays.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
After being delayed due to COVID-19, finally coming to theaters this fall, the action-packed blockbuster we've all been waiting for. What was that? Delayed again? Coming to theaters this winter, it's the movie you've been waiting for since summer. And now, it's coming out in spring 2021. It's coming out next spring? What? Coming mid-2021. Oh, sorry. Coming late 2021. It's the epic blockbuster you've been waiting nearly a year for that now you're going to have to wait 2 years for because it's not coming to theaters until 2022. Oh, wait, 2023. No longer coming to theaters. It's the canceled blockbuster you're never going to see. Time to rewatch The Office again.
Kind of enjoying watching Hollywood put itself out of business. It is 3:30. See, I think that's the whatever it was I had.
Prednisone.
I have clocklexia. going on here. We are ready for a baby update. Almost 3 weeks till due date, right? Or two.
Less than 3 weeks.
Less than 3 weeks.
And the terror is getting stronger and stronger.
Stronger and stronger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink, but not you.
So this week, Lola is the size of a pineapple.
Ooh, wow. That sounds painful.
It's large. Pineapples are larger than you think, y'all.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I mean, this is
about a pineapple and just stick it in your abdomen.
I have never seen a pineapple I personally wanted to give birth to or pass in.
No. Because it's like prickly. It looks painful. I think they're like, you know, mentally trying to prepare you for like just how unpleasant that this experience is.
That's
luckily, I don't have to go through that. We are a scheduled C-section. So easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Block baby breakfast, or in my world, it'll be block baby bottle of wine. I can forego that breakfast, and we can just go straight to the ice cream cake, pizza, and wine, please, and thank you.
And then we're all starting a diet in January after the inauguration.
Yeah. January 1, Greg.
January 1?
I'll plan a little keto cheat meal that won't really be a cheat meal for... We'll have a little party.
Hey, are you sure?
We wear those cool hats.
Are you sure you're going to be able to vote on the 3rd?
I'm
voting. If
you're
having a C-section on the 27th?
Yep, we're going. We're going.
Ain't nothing going to stop her.
You're talking to a woman. If she had the C-section on election day, say, I'll be right back.
Yeah,
leave the hospital, vote,
right
and then
back.
Come back.
I probably wouldn't come back at that point. I'd probably just lie through my teeth and just go straight home and be like, you know, we're good. But... They're going to let me out. If I go in on Tuesday the 27th, in theory, I should be discharged on Thursday.
Right.
So I will not be able to drive because that's one of the precautions. I had to do that with Steven as well. I'm not able to physically drive myself for 2 weeks. But Jared and I already have a plan. He's going to take the baby to daycare. Not Lola, Steven. I still call him the baby. He's going to take the baby to daycare, come back and get me. And Lola. And then we're going to go to our voting place, and he's going to go in and vote, and then we'll swap out, and then I'll go in and vote.
How is little Steven?
He is a hot mess.
In terms of having a brother, a sister coming along?
So, I think, okay, he grasped the idea that he's going to be a big brother. Like we talk in present tense, because he is a big brother. Lola is a human being.
Yes.
And so we talk in present tense, you know, like, you are a big brother. And so he'll tell you, like, I'm a big brother, and my baby sister's name is Lola, and she's in mommy's belly. And he tells me every day that Lola is still kicking you. And I say, yes, yes, I know. And he says, she's not ready to come out yet. And then he says, I'm going to share my dinosaurs with her. And I say,
oh,
yes, you are. So I actually got him this, which I won't name drop and get everybody all up in arms about, another product today. Adam's butt paste enough. But there's a blanket that I got for him that's by like a, you know, like a hoity-toity little brand that has dinosaurs all over it.
Aww.
Well, I got Lola the matching swaddle.
Oh.
Even though it's not gender appropriate because she's a girl, like, he loves dinosaurs, and so that's going to be Steven's special little sister swaddle that, like, he can hold her when she's in this. We have a special bottle picked out that's, like, it's blue. You know, that's Steven's bottle to feed his baby sister. So we're trying to make it very special for him.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
But, like, he does not know what's coming. Like, he has no idea the bows and the crying and the butt paste and the... Mama knows. I know what's coming.
And sharing Mama and Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we try to be very, even before Lola got here, we try to be very particular with his time and designate specific Steven time with both Mommy and Daddy. Like, every night, that's Daddy's time. Daddy does nighttime. He fights the giant. You know the story, David and Goliath? I'm sure you do, Rosie, you know. So, in one of Steven's storybooks, it has David and Goliath. So, every night, they act that out at bedtime, and Steven fights the giant for his pie pies, his pasties.
Aww.
And so they have their own little special time at night, and nothing is changing in Steven's world. Yeah. We're going to try to keep it as consistent as possible. So we're going to try to make sure that he still gets ample mommy and daddy time. So that helps.
That's great.
Aww.
But mama's tired over here just thinking about it.
Oh, man.
I'll be with her all day, you know? So at night, I'll carve out special time that we can swap. And so it'll be just mommy and Steven time and just daddy and Lola time.
You know what'll fix you right up is some food from the Baumhauers.
Man, I know. I know. Well, so we were going to go tonight, and then I thought today was Tuesday all day.
Yeah, and then I was, me too.
And then Jared was like, it's Wednesday. And I was like, what? So I'm going to try to go to Baumhauer's next week, because then after that I'm going to really try to, like, not that I'm not already, but social distance and quarantine-ish, mm-hmm. because that's the two-week mark.
Right.
So I'm going to try to be, like, just real particular about being extra super careful. So, but next Wednesday, I plan on being there. So saddle up.
Woo.
All right.
You have to go, Steph, because you never go.
I'll go. Next Wednesday, if you're there, I'll go.
Next Wednesday. Yeah.
I owe you guys a lunch for all the help you did while I was
You there. Owe me nothing.
That's cool, man. You look good. That's all that matters.
You owe Rosie. That woman is a saint. And Steph's not too bad.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, I got a kid's story for you. So yesterday I told you I was going to take my little Rose to go eat sushi with
me. Yes.
Okay, we're sitting there. We get our sushi. It comes. I'm talking to the waitress. She's kind of cute. In the middle of it, Rosie's like, Rose, okay, yeah. My little Rose, tells the waitress, my daddy likes you.
Uh-oh.
And the waitress is like, that's the second time she's called me out. Just like that to her the last time we were there.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
So, Steph, you and I are going to have an off-the-air conversation Uh-oh. About your current love life situation. Because inquiring minds want to know, and, like, Dana and I are all about hooking people up. And Joey wouldn't let us.
Go for it.
But, like, we're going to have a chat. Greg, what do you think? I think Dana and I could pick out a pretty good catch for Steph.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to put her through the ringer.
If we vetted our politicians the way these two have a knack for gauging and assessing people.
I'll be good to go. Yeah, let's do this.
You'll either be very happy or alone for the rest of your life.
Yes, okay, I'm down for that. One or the other.
Seth's a good man. He's a little quirky, but he's a good man.
I know, but I appreciate his attention to Halloween.
Yes,
and how
I love it.
Rose, like, she's legit. Like, she's like a legit human being. You know, what kid goes out for sushi? By the way, what did she get? Was it cooked or was it raw?
It was cooked. It was shrimp in a little boat with some rice.
Oh.
And she used the chopsticks with the little cheater thing on it to pull the egg out of the rice.
Oh.
I was like, this is bad, because it's hard to eat rice with chopsticks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can do that.
You just shovel it in your mouth. That's what I do.
With chopsticks, rice. You know, she's like five pieces at a time.
And she's four.
What is she, four? I was going to say four.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Do we start kindergarten next year?
Oh, let's not talk about that.
You're going to weep like a baby.
Aw.
I remember kindergarten, Janelle's first day. We teach her at Nova. She went to Nova, her whole
school. Did she go all through 12, all 12? Well,
all of
yeah,
it.
12 years.
Entire thing.
Nova's a great school, man.
And her her kindergarten teacher was Ms. Bivens. And when I saw Ms. Bivens, she was the classic kindergarten teacher, sort of dowdy-ish, maybe in her late 50s, early 60s, sweet, nurturing. And Janelle took her hand and walked in, and it wasn't a situation where I got all weepy, because I knew Janelle was in great, and we still talk about her to this day.
It's the best feeling in the world when you get
to the daycare. That's adorable. I wept like a baby in Steven's daycare parking lot. So I'm over here like this real strong, like, rah, I'm fine. So I'm like driving to daycare. I'm like, I'm fine. I can't get ready to get this screaming kid out of the car. Like, he was like screaming. And I'm like, this is a sign from God that it's time for me to go back to work. And then I took him inside and I got this overwhelming sense of, I can't do this. And I remember calling Jared from the parking lot and being like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I can't leave him here. I can't do this. He's like, yes, you can. pull out of the driveway. Like, you're fine. Like, go to work. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. It was the best decision I ever made because mommy needed that adult time, like, to go back to work. But I was like that at daycare. I'm going to be a puddle on the floor at kindergarten.
This section of today's happy hour is brought to you by Adam's Drugs Butt Paste.
Rusty.
Ask for it in the Rusty Aldrich size. Jacqueline, thanks for your time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Tomorrow. Amazing person.
Yes.
540 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's. We've had our fall tune-up already. And since our last electric got a minor $30 spike, because I've been comparing now that I know what to look for, from the previous billing period a year prior, I asked them, and I said, I don't think we did anything different. They said, well, let's take a look and see. And they did find a wiring issue that may have caused the unit to work a little harder than it needed to. So they replaced it, discount on parts and labor, and we'll know in a month if... I'm sure it is. I mean, when you want to save on energy costs, the most efficient way to do it is to invest $159 in a Clark's Club membership, not only for their expertise and people you will love having in your house. God, they're just the nicest. But the other benefits, which include something goes wrong, 24/7, they're on call. Discounts on parts and labor should you need a repair. If there's an emergency with plumbing, they're on the way. That's what you want. The best in the business. A phone call away at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number?
99004.
You heard it here first. 542.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy all over the city right now, especially Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, all the way to Vaughan. Got a slowdown on 85 southbound from about Court Street up to the interchange. And we are very busy on Norman Bridge Road and Fairview Avenue this afternoon. Three accidents on the East South Boulevard. These should be out of the way right now, but watch out in front of the Honey Baked Ham Company. Down the road from that at the corner of Woodley Road and East South Boulevard. And as you head on down towards I-65, just past South Court Street and Highway 331, there was an accident there. Like I said, those three should be out of the way. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. You can visit the showroom or buy online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We continue to closely monitor the future track of Hurricane Delta, which will make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast, perhaps Friday afternoon or early evening. We'll be on the active east side of it. For tonight, partly cloudy, routine, overnight low 66. Tomorrow, there could be a few pop-up showers in the afternoon and evening hours. I think the chances are relatively small. Rain chances pick up, beginning especially Friday afternoon, and then showers and squalls become likely Friday night and to Saturday. It'll be windy as well. I think the rain chances will start to taper off Saturday night and just maybe a few leftover showers Sunday. Obviously, all of this could change if the track of Delta changes. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I taught my first remote learning class yesterday, and that crap was way better than teaching in person. Now, the high school stopped letting me substitute a couple years ago because I was supposed to teach the kids to compare and contrast something. So I had them compare and contrast Marlboro Reds with Camel Lights. Well, long story short, I now ain't allowed within 500 feet of the high school, but with remote learning, you can really be yourself and no one yells at you if you smoke. So I was really a substitute for a substitute because they hired Verna to teach a music class, but then she blew out her voice in a domestic disturbance, so she asked me if I'd cover for her. And I was supposed to teach Mozart, but I didn't want to bore them poor kids to tears, so I had them do Kid Rock karaoke. And now the kids all know the track order of a rock and roll Jesus. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. The school board wants to speak with me, and I think I smell a full-time job.
Menthol Meredith's latest contribution to the culture at 546 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's a whale of it. Yeah, it's just not the same without Joe. A real back and forth game out there in the West Coast there with the Athletics and their supporters on the Asteroids. It's just not the same.
I can't help you on this, man. I'm sorry.
I need the cliche that Joey was so...
Yeah, I would if I could, but that's not something I can help you with. I'm sorry.
But for all our registered baseball fans, 26 to be specific here in the River Region, Braves beat the Marlins. They're up 2-0 in that five-game series. And the Athletics are fighting for their very lives. They're up 9-7 in the eighth inning. But the Astros, those never-say-die Astros, have two runners on with nobody out. And they cheat, so expect them to figure out a way to win. Dirty cheaters that they are. We'll be heading over to Baumhauer shortly. And the debate is tonight, and if you can, help me remember to put up a thread on Facebook so we can... I meant to do that for the last presidential debate. This is so different. When I look back at the passion we had for John McCain and Mitt Romney and how I view them today, I'm almost embarrassed.
We didn't know.
Things change.
We didn't. They're just another cog in that big system in D.C. And
what? Come on. Share the love.
This is the world we live in where people text you from 3 feet away.
And I uninstalled the Facebook app. Woohoo!
Hey, here's a story that should come to the shock of nobody. U.S. Postal Service mail carrier arrested for dumping mail.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there have been a bunch of court rulings knocking down this. You can take 17 days to count the... No. All these Obama judges that allowed or ruled in that direction have been overruled by higher courts. And there's... In 2020, there is no reason why we should not know who the winner is by...
That night.
Exactly, yeah. Technology, man. Come on, use it.
Applauds the mayor of Los Angeles for defunding the police. You ignorant bitch. That's what she is! If it was anybody but Mike Pence, start out with that. Defund the police? You lunatic! Even Minneapolis. With the wailing mayor at George Floyd's coming. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we're going to defund the police. The police is the subject. We're so sorry. Now they're bitching because crime is skyrocketing in Minneapolis because they cut the funding to the police. So I'll let Gene Wilder say it.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
That's what happens when you give the criminals the impression nobody cares, they're gonna do it! How stupid! How ignorant!
I merely showed you that because it will probably be a subject in the debate tonight. it probably will come up.
Well, I hope he shoves it up her ass with a big jar of that butt paste. Know this.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
According to the Social Security Administration, there are over 9,000 combinations for how you can take Social Security. Choose wrong and you could leave thousands on the table. Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Social Security can be very complex. You can receive a free Social Security consultation. We'll help you choose the option and build a plan to help your money last as long as you do.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. 800-375-1159.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
552. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic in Prattville. We have a moderate crash on Highway 14 at Old Autaugaville Road. This is going to be just off Highway 82 as you head out of town. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles and boots on the ground. In the Montgomery area, we've got a lot of congestion. West Boulevard, East South Boulevard at Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Most of our accidents on the East South Boulevard are taken care of at this moment. Got a new accident, though. Wears Ferry Road in front of the Dollar General. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. And on I-65 and 85, we're rolling with moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We've had a hassle of accidents this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger. It's not your grandma's ginger ale. I know, because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. And I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger, not your grandma's ginger ale.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Send a toilet on a long space flight. Astronauts get a number two delight. Gonna send them toilet paper and some baby wipes. $23 million is a hefty price. Well, astronauts are up there eating all that dry space food. And they need a special titanium toilet when they poo.
Somebody else asked that question today. I think it might have been Rich. That's our new great American achievement, the $23 million platinum toilet.
I just want to sit on it once.
It's supposedly because we, you know, space is no longer exclusively the domain of men. They had to make adjustments so that women could use it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how they... We'll just have to talk about weightlessness some other time. We're going to head over to the
moon. Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Went dancing
across the USA. Down the boulevard, 2 bomb hours.
On that crazy King's Highway.
Some food, fun, and camaraderie. Specifically, you, Rosie, and you, Seth Spotlow. Everybody else, very grateful for it. See you over at Baumhauer. See you in the morning.
Adios.